With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump was not holding back while campaigning in Dayton, Ohio.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
President Biden attended the annual Gridiron Club and Foundation dinner this weekend, first time during his presidency. Also at SRNnews.com, more controversy over the age of the commander-in-chief and how old is too old. Keith Peters has more.
North Dakota voters will decide in June whether to prevent people from running for Congress if they're old enough to turn 81 during their House or Senate term. Secretary of State Mike Howe announced on Friday that his office validated more than enough signatures to qualify the initiative for the June 11th ballot. The vote's set to take place amid a rematch between the oldest men to be president, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Political observers say the measure appears unconstitutional and could lead to a challenge of a Supreme Court ruling that said states can't set qualifications for Congress beyond those listed in the U.S. Constitution. Keith Peters reporting.
North Korea fires more missiles towards the sea. South Korea's military reports the missile was fired Monday morning local time. Japan's Coast Guard also confirmed the launch and announced the missile had fallen. The missile launch coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. Over a dozen people are recovering from injuries after the 39th Los Angeles Marathon. First responders tended to at least 17 people at the Sunday Marathon. The 26.2-mile race has 26,000 participants. This is SRN News. The Church of England is responding to questions about fake conversions to Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast-iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Heritage Foundation says higher education is playing a role in America's declining marriage rate and total fertility. Education policy expert Lindsay Burke says young adults are deferring certain responsibilities as they take more time to finish college. The Christian Post reports that recent data show the median age for marriage for men is 30, nearly 29 for women. This is SRN News. Producers of extra virgin olive oil in Italy are not happy with the results of a recent survey that indicates a third of Italians have cut back due to high prices.
Italian producers are pushing back against the data, saying sales of higher quality Italian extra virgin olive oil are actually higher. Massimo Selli, a restaurant owner in Italy, says people may choose less high quality oils to save on other things, but we will continue to use olive oil.
L'olio è un alimento.
David Granieri, an olive growing consortium executive, argues oil is not a commodity. Oil is a food that's the basis of the Mediterranean diet, and that in any case plays a fundamental and also socially relevant role. I'm Charles de la Tesma.
Five states will hold the presidential primaries on Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com.